Well, folks, I was on the desk here at Missouri Net following and covering the severe weather the other night when I was following things in Golden City and also in Carl Junction and later in Jefferson City. And the tornado that hit Carl Junction, very powerful, 140-mile-an-hour winds at times, and they had a lot of damage in a subdivision. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me to talk about that particular tornado and what's happening in Southwest Missouri with it is Congressman Billy Long of Springfield, who represents Southwest Missouri. He toured the Carl Junction area today. Congressman, I know you're very busy. We'll keep it short. Your thoughts and what you experienced today in Carl Junction.
A lot of community spirit, Brian. Thankfully, there's a lot of volunteers that showed up yesterday and today to help kind of dig out and cut away so that folks can get out of their homes and get down the street. Just a lot of great community spirit. There were 19 homes that were totally destroyed. There's a lot of them that suffered significant damage, but they can probably be saved. But if you think of a little kid playing with houses, let's say styrofoam houses, houses made out of styrofoam, and you took a coping saw and just cut off the second floor of a two-story home, that was the effect. There were two-story homes. People would say, this is a two-story house. And I'm like, no, it's not. There's only one story. The devastation was just mind-boggling, very reminiscent of the tornado that hit Joplin 8 years ago to the day of this one on May 22nd.
You know, you look at exactly right about that, and thankfully Joplin was spared, and there were three fatalities in nearby Golden City. But I looked at a picture that your staff took, and it's a picture of you, and I'll just kind of describe it for our listeners, a picture of you at a distance talking to two ladies and it looks like an elderly gentleman, and there, Congressman, it's just massive tree limbs and trees knocked down, cars destroyed, the damage in that, and it, what looks like dumpsters that they've set up for debris, just a terrible scene.
Yeah, it looks kind of like a set of a disaster movie, and the one lady, I'm not sure which picture you're referring to, but there was one lady I spoke to, and her company had just given her a brand new company car to drive. And she called him the other day and said, you know that car you gave me that I've put 1,200 miles on? She said, it's totaled.
Wow.
And it just total devastation. And the people we saw today, we went in on golf carts. I think yesterday some of the officials went in bigger vehicles, and they couldn't get back in as far as we got back to the areas that we were able to see today. And the most poignant moment for me today was this couple. We were on the golf carts, and this couple guy, it was a very steep lawn that they had, and the gentleman was coming down the lawn as rapidly as he could, and he's kind of like me, doesn't get around real quick anymore,
Sure.
But he stepped off the curb, and I mean, he literally had tears coming down his eyes, and shook hands and hugged me, and he said, thank you. He said, we saw you, go by on the golf cart a while ago, and we were just so appreciative of you taking the time to come down here. He said, you're the first, official that's been here back in this far into the area that they were in. And then, we stood and talked a second, and his wife was coming down the yard or the hill or whatever, pretty steep again, and he said, well, wait a minute, my wife wants to meet you. And she came, and same thing, she was in tears, and just, people are so appreciative just knowing someone cares. And that's, when I was elected to Congress, I'd see congressmen and senators and governors and presidents of the United States go into disaster areas, and I thought, the people in those disasters probably wish they'd stay away so they could get their work done. But I found out in Joplin, I was 100% wrong. I was on the ground 8 days solid. I missed a whole week's of votes in Washington to be there on the ground and, do everything we could to help the people. And so I was totally wrong on that. I think that, in these disasters, they enjoy seeing their governor and their senators and congressmen and knowing that people, are there to offer assistance. And we put the emergency numbers and websites up on our account on long.house.gov, our official account, long.house.gov, and people can go there for information.
And we definitely will mention that, and we'll put the full interview up. We'll give that out as well. Final question. You mentioned something when we talked earlier, and your phone had cut out, Congressman, but you mentioned when you get back to Capitol Hill, you were going to do something, and then I lost you. Can you elaborate on what that is? Because it sounded interesting.
We my daughter was born May 22nd, oldest daughter. We have two daughters. Oldest daughter was born May 22nd, 1986. And my wife's hospital bed was moved out into the hall by the nurses, as were all the other patients that night on May 22nd, 1986, because of a tornado here in Springfield. Well, fast forward to 2011, on my daughter's 25th birthday on May 22nd, the horrendous EF5 tornado hit Joplin, killed 161 people. My wife and me and my daughter were in Joplin last weekend at Sandstone Gardens. It's a concrete statuary place, and they have a little diner, and you can shop and buy things. So we just enjoyed driving down there and eating and shopping. And so we had just sat down to eat, and my daughter looked at her weather warnings on her phone, and she said, "We can either ride this out here, or we need to go back to Springfield," because she said, "This is too close to May 22nd in Joplin to be here." And, you know, 4 days later, May 22nd on the nose, then we get this tremendous tornado that tore through Carl Junction and Golden City and Jefferson City the other night. So I said, when I get back to Washington after this Memorial Day break, I'm going to propose, you know, write a bill and get some co-sponsors to just take May 22nd off the calendar. And we'll just go from May 21st to May 23rd from now on, so we don't have to worry about any more May 22nd tornadoes.
I understand. Absolutely. And I'll mention, are you being facetious or serious that you're going to do it to propose that?
No, I'm being facetious, okay. But I would like to. I'd sure. like to never hear about May 22nd again, except to celebrate my daughter's birthday. But it's ironic that 33 years ago, when she was born, on May 22nd, there was a tornado that they had to seek shelter at Mercy Hospital here in Springfield. May 22nd of 2011, May 22nd of 2019, just that day, for some reason, seems to really bring out the tornadoes here in Tornado Alley. Of course, we live in Tornado Alley. You all aren't used to that in Jeff City, what you got hit with the other night,
sure.
are you?
Exactly. We've seen them over the years, but smaller. Brazito got hit about 15 years ago, Congressman. I remember covering that one, and I've covered one in Columbia that hit in November of 98. Those are the two that, and there's been others as well, but certainly nothing of that magnitude. Your point well taken. One final question, we'll wrap it up. You mentioned you've been in touch with FEMA. What have you heard from them?
They're just waiting for first the governor has to declare an emergency, and then they'll have to do an assessment on value. And I'm sorry, but off the top of my head, I don't know the number, but to see what the total damages are, to see if they can get involved and we can get assistance from them for people.
Gotcha. Anything you'd like to add?
No, just thank goodness we live in Southwest Missouri, where there's a great work ethic, a great volunteer ethic. And yesterday they were actually turning away volunteers. They got all that they needed, and told people to go on home, because they just, you know, there were just so many chainsaws and so many, they couldn't even, you know, drive back in. They had to cut their way in. And so there was more, you know, volunteers down there today, and just thankful we live in this part of the country where people pitch in and help their neighbor.